District.
Good afternoon, and thanks to everyone for being so patient. This is our last meeting, so I will call to order the Wednesday, May 27th meeting of the Senate Committee on Commerce and Workforce Development. And we are going to take these bills a little bit out of order, so I will start by opening a work session on House Bill 2633.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Montesanderson.
I move the dash sixes to House Bill 2633.
Okay, Senator Montesanderson has moved the dash six amendments to House Bill 2633. And Jeremy, why don't you explain that amendment briefly?
The dash six amendment eliminates the word independent in the original bill. The original bill said an employee must have independent authority, so it removes the word independent, and the original bill referred to public safety officer, and the dash six changes that to employee prohibited from striking by ORS 243.736. Essentially the same people.
Okay, so members, you should have that amendment in front of you, and we also do have the fiscal, which is essentially indeterminate, that reflects that amendment. So does everyone have that dash six? It was in the stack today, put out at your place. We'll wait a minute till everybody finds it. Got it? Okay. Okay, so the motion is to adopt the dash six amendment. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Any objection to the amendment? Objection? Okay. Pam, please call the roll.
Aye.
Senator Bonanski?
Aye.
Senator
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye. Motion carries. That amendment is adopted.
Senator Chair?
Yes, Senator Montesanderson.
I move that House Bill 2633, as amended, be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a request that there be a referral of the bill to rules.
Senator Montesanderson has moved House Bill 2633 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with a recommendation that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion on the motion? Okay. Pam, please call the roll.
No.
Aye.
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 No. Aye. Motion carries, and the bill moves to the floor with that recommendation to refer to rules. If we need a carrier, Ms. Senator Przanski, would you agree to carry the bill?
Yeah.
I don't think we will, but just in case.
If we need one, we'll talk
okay.
about it.
Okay. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2633.
You're on the summary.
So is this yours or mine?
And this is mine.
And I'll open a work session on House Bill 2821.
Madam Chair. Oh, be me.
Jeremy, you want to remind us of what this bill does?
Sure. House Bill 2821A engrossed prohibits an employer from requiring an employee to use accrued vacation leave when taking family leave. It provides that the employer may determine the order in which accrued leave is to be used in circumstances where more than one type of accrued leave is available to employee, subject to collective bargaining agreement or other agreement between the employer and the employee, and the above prohibition against requiring the employee to use accrued vacation leave. Requires the employer to provide a policy for taking family leave and the use of accrued vacation leave, and it requires the employee to communicate to the employer within a reasonable period of time prior to taking family leave the intention to use accrued vacation. It requires the employee to comply with all existing notice requirements related to taking family leave. There's no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact with no statement issued. And no amendments, and that's it.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Senator Montesanderson.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2821A to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral, with a request or recommend a subsequent referral to rules.
Senator Montesanderson moves House Bill 2821A engrossed to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a request that the bill be referred to the Committee on Rules. Is there discussion on the motion? Cape Ham. Please call the roll.
No.
Aye.
Aye.
Vice Chair Talbert?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And so that's the motion. You can put me down as carrier. We need one. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2821. And I'll give Jeremy a minute to catch up here.
Sure. I'm ready.
And open a work session on House Bill 2831. Okay, Jeremy, why don't you refresh our memory about the bill?
HB 2831A engrossed is a number of changes to the PECFA, the Public Employee Collective Bargaining Act. The measure includes certain classes of temporary, seasonal, limited duration, managerial, and supervisory employees in the definition of an appropriate bargaining unit for purposes of collective bargaining. It exempts certain election workers from being included in a bargaining unit, modifies the definition of managerial employee to require that the classification applies only to employees that act in a supervisory capacity, modifies the definition of supervisory employee by stating that authority of an employee to exercise any of an enumerated list of typical supervisory functions does not require the conclusion that the employee is classified as a supervisory employee. It eliminates the requirement that both issue of representation by labor organization and issue of designation of organization as exclusive representative be placed on the ballot for representation elections for faculty that work at campuses within the Oregon University system. And finally, it prohibits a public employer from hiring permanent replacements for public employees engaged in a lawful strike. So there's no revenue impact. There's a fiscal statement issued, which you received prior. And you want me to go over the Dash 19 amendment
actually,
this time?
We're in a work session, so Senator Monis Anderson.
Madam Chair, I move the Dash A-19s to Senate Bill 2831.
Okay, Senator Monis Anderson has moved the Dash A-19 amendment to House Bill 2831. Jeremy, could you briefly explain what that does?
SMS, the staff measure summary that I handed out on the front page, I have the effect of the proposed committee amendments, and I have the Dash A-19 amendment. It would eliminate the class of limited duration employees. It would eliminate specific exemption of election workers. It removes the 3-month time limitation for education employees. It defines a class of casual employees not included in temporary employees included in appropriate bargaining unit. And it reverts to existing statutory definition of managerial employee, which states that a managerial employee need not act in a supervisory capacity. And then it corrects a Scrivener's error regarding a numbering of paragraphs. And we have no revenue impact on that amendment, and we do have a fiscal, which you have in your packet, on that amendment with an indeterminate fiscal.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. We're on the motion to move the Dash 19s into the bill. Is there discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Okay, amendment is adopted. Senator Monis Anderson.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2831 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Monis Anderson moves House Bill 2831 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Okay, Pam, please call the roll.
Senator
George.
No. Nope. Aye.
Senator Monis Anderson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Telfer?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. The chair will carry the bill. Yes, Senator Monis Anderson. I mean, Senator, I've just gotten too used to that. Senator Telfer?
I just want to serve notice that of a filing of a potential minority report.
Okay. We'll note that for the record. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2831. And, members, this is our last meeting, so if anybody has any... I know, we're sad about that. I don't know what we're going to be doing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Mondays and Wednesdays, but it might be playing golf in some cases.
Maybe.
So, at any rate, if people have some comments they'd like to make, this would be a great time to do so. Yes, Senator Telford.
Madam Chair, this has been my first experience of being a vice chair, and I can think of no better mentor, and I appreciate all the little guidance and through the maze that you gave me and all the mentoring and everybody as far as, you know, scripting and whatnot. Couldn't have picked a better committee and a better group of people to have that first vice chairmanship.
Thank you, Senator Telford. Yes, Senator George.
Chair, I have to say that I had no idea how complex these issues really were, and I appreciate you allowing us to work through it. I know we didn't always agree on these things, but I think the fact that we got to deal with all of these complex issues, learning curve is always steep when you get into labor law, but very interesting, and I appreciate your work on this. So, thank you.
Yes, Senator Munisander.
I, too, want to thank you, Madam Chair. It wasn't my first choice to be on this committee at all, but I certainly understand labor issues, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. And I do want to thank our administrator and as well as our committee assistants for their good work that they've given to us also.
Thank you. Senator Pozanski?
You bet. So this has been a great opportunity for me to be able to stay on Commerce, and it's great to have the chair as chair, since I was the chair previously in the last two sessions. And I want to thank you for giving us leadership and the focus of maintaining the balance of looking at issues that involve both labor and management and trying to reach an accord where possible and making certain that the voices could be heard, and there's no doubt that everyone that came before our committee had that opportunity, and I think that's one of the parts about our process, and I agree with Senator Monis Anderson, you know, without staff, we wouldn't be here to be able to do the work mm-hmm. that we have to do, you know, and I want to thank Pam and Jeremy for both helping out not only here, but also up in judiciary. So.
Great. Well, those are great comments. For me, this was actually a really interesting experience because it's the first time I've ever served in the Senate and certainly the first time I've ever chaired a committee or been on one in the Senate. So I learned a lot. Obviously, it's a little different from the House, but it was really an enjoyable experience. I want to second the comments about the staff. I think Pam, who was new to this, really just jumped in with both feet and had a real meticulous attention to detail, as well as always being cheerful and smiling and inviting us to a party, too. So we're especially grateful for that. And Jeremy, who also had not been in the Capitol before in this capacity, I think did an excellent job as our administrator. I think, as others have said, there are some very complicated issues that we've dealt with here, and they're certainly not just complicated, but sometimes very contentious. So I think people maintained their civility and really were able to disagree without being disagreeable. So I think it's been a great experience. I was especially pleased to have Senator Pozanski on this committee since he had chaired it before and brought a lot of experience, but everyone else brought, I think, their unique perspectives. Senator Telford, you as the vice chair really were just a very able second in command, especially for freshmen. I think you're off to a great start here. And Senator George, as always, with his pithy comments, never left
tactful.
Us wondering where he stood on the issues. So I think it's all in all been an enjoyable committee experience. I thank you all for the work that you've done, and we'll see you at the party.
You bet.
Okay, and with nothing further to come before us, we are adjourned.